Up next is a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. To subscribe to the podcast, visit streetlevelradio.com and click on subscribe. Thanks for listening to Street Level Radio.
The Christian is in a continuing education program. The more we know of Christ, the more we know of His work, the more we are being changed to be like Him. And because this process is really lifelong, we must never cease learning, never cease obeying. There's no justification for just drifting along. There needs to be an incentive to find a rich treasure of growing in Him. And that takes practice, review, patience, concentration, all to keep us in line with His will. We're in Colossians chapter 3 today, and we're going to begin in verse 9, where Paul the Apostle, writing to the church in Colossae, says, "Don't lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old man with his doing." Now, our New Living Testament version, very much like that, says, "Don't tell lies to each other. It was your old life with all of its wickedness that did that sort of thing. Now it is dead and gone." Now, Paul often talked about this old man. Who is this old man? Again, Paul is describing the old life, our old ways, our past, if you will. We're told that in Christ, our old man, well, he's dead. Now, this is a positional standing in Christ. What I mean by that is that's a position of standing in Christ upon our salvation. It may not be a reality, it may not be a practical, but it is in Christ a positional standing. Many of us, however, still wear the old man's clothes. In verses 5 through 7, we as believers, we're called to put off sensual sins of the flesh. We are herein directed to the outward social sins of the flesh. Now, if the old man is dead, then we are to put off those qualities of that old man. Jesus called Lazarus out of the grave, wrapped in his death clothes. He said, "Lazarus, come forth." Now, while Lazarus was given new life, he had to act upon that gift, and he had to step out into that new life. Now, I'm sure he didn't continue just to wear his death shroud around after he was resurrected, but rather put on new clothes, right? Jesus, he called the devil a liar and the father of it. So when we lie, we cooperate with Satan, the liar. Verse 10 goes on and says, "And have put on the new man who is being renewed in knowledge after the image of his creator." Or in the living, you are living a brand new kind of life that is continually learning more and more of what is right and trying constantly to be more and more like Christ who created this new life within you. You see, we've been more than just changed, gang. For we now, in our redeemed, born-again state, we now have a very new nature. We've been reborn. We've been transformed. We've been renewed. Now, in the renewed, in its original Greek form, it means, quote, changed, grown, and made new, end quote. We are renewed in knowledge. Please note that. The redeemed individual must be hungry for the Word of God, knowledge of the One who has created him. And finally, he said, after the image of his creator at the end of verse 10. That speaks of not a positional stance with God, but now a practical one. It speaks of a practical sanctification as opposed to the positional one, as we mentioned earlier. So this is a process, and certainly it's one that's going to take a lifetime. Verse 11 says, where there can't be Greek and Jew, circumcision and uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bondservant, or free person, but Christ is all in all. And again, our Living Bible version says, in this new life, one's nationality or race or education or social position is unimportant. Such things mean nothing. Whether a person has Christ is what matters, and he is equally available to all. You see, in a world that is seeking social equality like we live in today, It's really interesting to note that with Christ, there are no racial or economic or class distinctions. There's no such thing in the body of Christ. Now, a Scythian, as mentioned here, it was regarded as the wildest of barbarians and the bottom of the social ladder, really. And yet, they are included with all the rest of us.
That was a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information about Tim Dodson or Believer City Church, go to believerstogether.com.